Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger, the show where we dig deep into the trends, tools, and transformations shaping modern marketing. I'm your host, Akanksha Das, Director of Marketing and Communications at Growth Natives, and today's episode is one I've been really looking forward to. We're talking about something that's rewriting how marketers work, Salesforce Generative AI. And to help me unpack it, I've got someone who's not only an expert in marketing, but also deeply involved in how data and AI come together for real business impact. Abir, Director of Marketing and Communications at Dig Growth, part of the Growth Natives family. Hey Abir, welcome to Growth Digger.
Hey Akanksha, thanks for having me. Super excited to be here. And yes, this topic couldn't be more relevant right now. I think every marketer is feeling this push to do more content faster while trying to make sense of the flood of data sitting in their CRM.
Exactly. I mean, we've all been there. Struggling to balance campaign deadlines, data dashboards, and personalization demands that never stop growing. And that's where Salesforce Generative AI really changes the game. It's not just another AI plugin. It's an ecosystem that actually blends content creation and data intelligence seamlessly. So before we get into the how, let's start with the what. Abir, how would you explain Salesforce Generative AI to someone who's maybe heard of it but isn't sure what it actually does?
Yeah, great place to start. So Salesforce Generative AI is basically Salesforce's answer to scaling marketing creativity and intelligence at once. It lives inside the Salesforce ecosystem, like Marketing Cloud, Sales Cloud, Tableau, and it does two big things. One, it helps create content automatically. Think email copy, campaign messages, or ad variations, all tailored to your audience segments. And two, it helps you analyze massive data sets to find actionable insights you might otherwise miss.
Right. It's like having a marketing assistant and a data scientist rolled into one inside your CRM.
Exactly. And it's smart enough to stay context aware. So if you're launching, say, a global campaign, it can generate region-specific email content and analyze engagement across geographies in real time.
That's wild. It almost feels like we're entering this phase where AI isn't just helping us, it's collaborating with us. Let's dive into the first big area, content creation. You know, the never-ending race of writing, rewriting, approving, and localizing everything across multiple channels. How is Salesforce Generative AI making that easier?
Yeah, so this is where the generative part really shines. It takes in inputs like campaign goals, audience insights, tone of voice, and then, in seconds, generates content that fits your brand's context. So instead of manually writing 20 different versions of an email for each customer segment, you can have AI do the heavy lifting, while you focus on reviewing and fine-tuning.
And that saves a ton of time. I've seen teams spend days aligning brand tone across assets.
Totally. And the best part, it's consistent. The AI learns your brand voice over time, so the more you use it, the better and more aligned the content becomes. It's also super helpful for dynamic personalization. Like, instead of sending everyone the same nurture email, it can adjust copy for someone who's ready to buy versus someone just exploring your brand.
So it's not just automating, it's actually adapting.
Exactly. You can almost think of it as personalization at scale without burning your team out.
Okay, quick question. Does this mean Salesforce Generative AI can also handle social content?
Oh, absolutely. It can suggest captions, hashtags, and even the best posting times based on engagement data. It's like having a built-in social media strategist. For example, let's say you're managing multiple brand handles. The AI can analyze what's trending, draft posts in your tone, and optimize them for each platform.
So we're basically talking about smarter, data-backed creativity?
Yep. It's freeing marketers to focus on strategy and storytelling, not scheduling.
Now, switching gears a bit, because this is the part that always fascinates me, let's talk about data analysis. We always hear data is the new oil, but honestly, it's only useful if you can refine it. How does Salesforce Generative AI actually help marketers use data better?
Such a good question. So, Salesforce Generative AI brings three big superpowers to data analysis. One, predictive analytics. It studies your past data and forecasts outcomes, like sales trends or churn risks. Two, visualization and summarization. It turns messy spreadsheets into clean dashboards and actionable summaries. And three, real-time insights. It monitors what's happening right now so you can react fast.
That's huge. because so many teams still run reports after the quarter ends. And by then, the insights are kind of irrelevant.
Exactly. With real-time insights, you can spot shifts early. Like, if customer engagement drops suddenly, you can tweak your campaign while it's live, not after it's done.
That's a total mindset shift. All right, let's geek out a bit. What are some of the actual features that make Salesforce Generative AI tick?
Love it. Okay, let's break it down. First is natural language processing, or NLP. That's what helps AI understand human tone and context, so it writes like you, not a robot. Then there's seamless integration. It works inside tools you already use, like Sales Cloud, Tableau, or Marketing Cloud, so you're not hopping between platforms. Third, it's customizable. You can tweak workflows, define tone, or even teach the AI specific industry terms. And finally, it learns continuously. It improves over time based on your feedback and performance data.
So basically, the more you use it, the smarter it gets.
Exactly. It evolves with your business.
Let's talk outcomes, because all this tech is amazing, but what's the business impact?
Oh, there's plenty. I'd say four stand out the most. One, productivity. Teams save hours by automating repetitive tasks. Two, smarter decision-making. With better insights, you make faster, data-backed choices. Three, scalability. It grows with your business without adding headcount. And four, cost efficiency. You rely less on external agencies for content or analytics.
That's honestly a game changer for B2B teams, especially when budgets are tight and expectations are sky high. Okay, but let's be real for a second. Implementation always has hiccups. What are the biggest challenges teams face when adopting Salesforce Generative AI? And how can they avoid the usual pitfalls?
Yeah, no sugarcoating here. There are challenges. The top three we've seen are 1, quality control. I can create content fast, but humans still need to review for tone and accuracy. 2, integration complexity. Connecting it to existing systems needs planning and expert help. And 3, user adoption. People sometimes resist using new tools, but all of these are fixable. You just need to start small, keep humans in the loop, and communicate the why behind AI adoption.
I love that. Start small, stay human.
Exactly. That's the sweet spot.
All right. Before we wrap, if you had to summarize the big takeaway here, what would it be?
I'd say this. Salesforce Generative AI isn't just about automation. It's about amplification. It amplifies creativity, data intelligence, and efficiency, helping teams focus on strategy instead of execution.
Beautifully said. And to everyone listening, if you're curious about how Salesforce Generative AI can transform your content or data workflows, the Growth Natives team would love to help. Just drop us a line at info@growthnatives.com and we'll get you started.
Thanks for having me. This was a great chat.
Same here, Abir. All right, that's all for today's episode of Growth Digger. If you enjoyed this conversation, don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Until next time, keep growing, keep experimenting, and let AI handle the heavy lifting.